30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Welcome to Life Matters on this fine Sunday morning.
Good morning.
I say fine because every Sunday morning is fine if you're listening to Lake 96.1.
Especially
not necessarily
o'clock.
Because of the weather.
Right.
You seem to be able to predict. So, what are you doing?
Knock it down the room. Such a simple mistake.
I remember my first day. Anyway.
I don't.
Hey, you know what? Renee Wilging is here, and she's going to join us in the next segment. But we wanted to open today with a super, super cool thing. Jordan Barr is here. Is it just you that owns it, or is it you and your...
Me and my dad own it.
Your dad. That's right. They own the Sports Page Bar up in Elkhorn.
Right.
So last year, I happened to be standing at the right place at the right time when Jordan came to the Lakeland Animal Shelter tent and gave them over $7,000 that they'd raised.
That's awesome.
Yeah, during their Leprechaun Leap pub crawl up in Elkhorn. So that was the first time I'd met you, and I said, oh my gosh, that's awesome. I can't believe you raised that much in one day. And so I said, make sure you call me, and he did. So he's here Sunday to tell us about the pub crawl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I remember that day very well.
Yeah.
Such a weird coincidence.
I know. I was like,
just
wait.
Just happened to be dropping it off that day.
Yeah, you're Jordan. Oh, you're Jordan. Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. But tell us about the pub crawl. When is it? How'd you come up with it? How long have you been doing it? Give us the background.
So this is actually our fourth year doing it. It is going to be on March 15th this year from 1 to 6 p.m. So what it is there are seven bars. So my bar, the Sports Page Bar, mm-hmm. along with the Elkhorn Saloon, Jackrabbit Fizz, the Moy's, Bernie's, Someplace Else, and Station 20. All seven bars, it's a pub crawl. You sign up at any of the bars.
Right.
It's only $25, and you get a T-shirt, and then you get this drink card. So what the drink card is, I say drinks, but... You go around to each place, and if you buy something at each place, they'll bartender or server will put a signature down on. There's a little box for it.
Sure.
And then at the end of the pub crawl, everyone meets up at the sports page at the end of it, and then you put your name on the back of it, and that becomes your raffle ticket for a $700 cash prize.
Nice.
Well,
so your drink can be a soda or whatever.
Soda or coffee, like a lot of the places cocktails. That serve food, you could do like an appetizer or something like that.
That's awesome.
Wait, yeah. So let me get this straight. All I have to do is walk around to seven bars and drink, and
something.
Then I get entered in to win $700 in cash that I would give to the animal
this?
Shelter anyway, so it wouldn't be. But, like, that sounds terrible.
You know,
whoa.
They should have a contest at the end to see if you can say leprechaun.
I'm super glad we're moving to Elkhorn.
Well, yeah.
Can we do this every weekend? So
well, sure,
but
all the bars are right there.
I know.
Well, about the time you're crawling, you're at the next bar, so it's perfect.
Well, and what's great about it is buying into it. Yeah, it costs $25, but every cent of that $25 will be going towards the animal shelter because I got Twisted Tea to sponsor it this
nice.
Year. So they paid for all of the shirts.
Oh, cool!
So I got 200 shirts.
Awesome.
Looking to hopefully sell out this year.
So you have a ton of raffles. Go ahead. I was just gonna say
if you look at the $25 as like. Entry fee to the bar.
Yeah, it's just a donation.
Yeah.
And you get a T-shirt.
Really, it's $25
right,
bucks.
Right.
And you can't buy a decent T-shirt for $25.
Well, not these days. No. I mean, you know, it's like buying eggs.
I think this is a win-win. I mean, this is just awesome.
Yeah, and the T-shirt's really cool this year. It's a leprechaun holding a Twisted Tea can, and it's got all of the participating bar logos on the back.
That's cool.
Those are like leprechauns.
Yeah.
That's right. That's awesome. And 4 years you've been doing this. This is pretty, like, do you have different things going on at each one of the bars, too?
Okay, so last year was the first year we started this, where each bar donates their own raffle basket.
Oh, yeah.
And so that as an extra way to get some money for the animal shelter. So I'm not sure if the other bars have theirs put out yet, but I have mine put out. Mm-hmm. Twisted Tea donated. I've got this snowboard, Twisted Tea snowboard. I think it's worth like $300.
Nice.
And it comes with like some snow goggles. And then I have a Twisted Tea sign and an inflatable chair. Cool. For raffle, and been raffling those off for all the way up until the pub crawl.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's fun. So I'm sure everybody's going to have something going on that day. They know it's going to be crowded.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
There'll be like drink specials. I think either last year or 2 years ago, Moyes did a leprechaun green Mai Tai.
Oh,
that was delicious.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds well, like Mai Tai is delicious anyway. But then you turn it green for St. Patrick's Day. Hello.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh, my gosh. So the fourth annual Leprechaun Leap Pub Crawl. It's in Elkhorn. It is March 15th coming up, 1 to 6 p.m. So do you have to start? Do you start at the sports page or do you start anywhere?
You can start at any of the bars you want. And you end at the sports page. That's where I'll do a poll for the winner of the $700, and then I'll poll for my Twisted Tea basket. And then also this year, so I know you guys in the studio can see I'm wearing a Leprechaun Leap hat.
But yes, we can.
The listeners can't. But so we have these green hats that we sell, but this year we got a gold hat that we'll be auctioning off. At the sports page at the end of the event, and whoever bids most, it's a one of one. So,
oh, nice!
Yeah, you get to take it home and have the bragging rights.
Renee's all in for that. You're like, she's a big.
You could start.
She's a big baseball cap
wearer. And have each bar sign it, then it'd be priceless.
Oh yeah. No, I don't know if I mess up a gold hat. Like, is it made of like gold?
No.
Yeah, it's actually.
Come on, gold. Wait a minute.
Starting bin, $10,000.
Right. Your neck will be huge.
I know. Yeah, I'll hold it.
That'd be a good workout.
Bouncing.
Oh, we got to do this. This looks like a lot of fun. We definitely got to go do this.
Yes, I would love to.
Yeah, I also
because I need to get to know the bars. But like, I got to tell you.
Well, yeah, you do.
I don't know where the only one I don't know where it's at. Where it is Jackrabbit Fizz. Where
it's
is
down
that?
Around
one?
To the right.
It's right next to the Elkhorn Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
Like they share a wall.
Right past the smoke shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right past the smoke shop.
It's right in the square. Know. I'll take you around.
I'm learning. This will be no problem. It's been snowing.
Take her around on the pub crawl.
We'll do the pub crawl.
Yeah. Well, I also have a bunch of other local businesses around town Elkhorn that have donated like gift baskets that will be raffling off at Bernie's on the day of the event.
Oh, nice. Okay. Nice. Yeah. I do know
Bernie's
is
across the street.
Oh, I also know where Moy's is. I ate there for the first time in my life the other day.
Yeah, good
and
food.
And then someplace else we've been a few times. That one.
Well, yeah.
Kind of been there.
But a lot.
I think, and I'm looking forward to trying Station 20. I don't know. I like bar food and just the atmosphere and stuff. I'm not a bar hopper or anything like that, but like I'm really looking forward to this summer and spending some more time in downtown because I just think it's cute.
If I could recommend some of the food at Station 20, they're chili.
Oh, really?
A really good chili.
Well, firemen know how to make chili. You do know that.
Well,
I mean,
they don't have a lot else to do.
Tom, no.
Oh no, we're not saying
not today.
Yes, their food is phenomenal.
Tom is a retired police officer, so we have the standard. Red, blue
rivalry.
And I was also on Elkhorn Fire Department for a while.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah, so I have a lot of inside information that helps me in my attack on the firefighters. But I do have a love for them that'll never stop.
Oh, yes.
God knows we need them.
We love all of them.
Right.
All of them. So all the proceeds benefit Lakeland Animal Shelter. Last year you raised over $7,000. I'm sure the goal is much more than that this year. Yep. I think you'll do it because you guys have been going up every year.
Yeah,
right?
So
no reason why it shouldn't grow.
So the first year I did it, and first year is always the hardest when planning anything. My goal was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I thought if we donate $1,000, that'd be cool.
Right, it's a lot of
we
cat
raised
litter.
Over $2,000.
Nice.
So then the next year we did $4,500. And then last year we did 7,000. So we just got to keep that number rising.
I'm thinking 10, right. 10 or 11 this year.
I was shooting for the moon last year, and I was thinking 10. A little unrealistic, I think, at the time. But this time, I think 10's within reach.
I tell you what, when you are backing a good cause, and the animal shelter is, and you get the right people involved. And Elkhorn, and just like Lake Geneva and everywhere else in Walworth County, is a good town with good people. You can kind of pull your estimations out of the water.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And who doesn't love giving animal or giving money to animals?
I know. Right. I know. Well, we have a special affection for Lakeland Animal Shelter here. As you know, we do our Wet Nose Wednesday every Wednesday morning and highlight a different animal. And I think the last time we checked, about 97% of the animals that we've featured throughout all these years on Wet Nose Wednesday have been adopted.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, there's just a few that, and, you know, some of them just can't.
I know in years past, the animal shelter has brought in some animals during the pub crawl. I didn't really ask him to do it this year because it's starting to get busier, and you got to look out for the little puppies running around.
Oh, yeah.
You're so sweet.
And they did get, a bunch of them did get adopted the last couple of years.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to have any more dogs, I've been told.
Shocker.
I know.
Of course, you got a lot more yard now.
And
a lot more house.
I know.
I think that means you need another one.
I am, just in case Ty hears this, I'm not going to talk about it right now. But until I get into that house, we're still remodeling it and tearing it apart and putting it back together. So, but yes, a fence and possibly another dog. Yeah, I'm looking that way. From Lakeland Animal Shelter, it's the only place they ever get
it. You got to get it from the animal shelter.
So do you have a Facebook page for this? Or a website, or where is it?
You can look up all the information on the Sports Page Bar's Facebook page. And then if you do want to sign up, you can sign up at any of the participating bars. We all have shirts and cards for you to buy. So
awesome.
We hope to see everybody there.
Awesome. Elkhorn Saloon, Jackrabbit Fizz, Moy's, Bernie's, Someplace Else, Station 20, or, of course, the Sports Page Sports Page Bar. Sounds like
that's
I need to go
one.
To the bar.
Yeah.
I know. I know. That's, like I said, next Saturday, March 15th. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much, Jordan,
Thank
for joining
for
us.
Me.
I know it was last minute, but I was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot about it.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah. We got to do this.
So,
see you out there.
It'll be absolutely
see you there.
Awesome.
I'll be walking around wearing a Twisted Tea cape.
Because
they sponsored it. I got to give them a shout out.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks to Twisted Tea. Yeah.
I'm not saying what I'm going to be doing, but I'll be there.
Oh, you'll be stumbling around. You can always crash in my front yard. Well, I don't have any furniture, so anyway.
The yard, of course.
Thanks, Jordan. Once again, go to the Sports Page Bar on Facebook or any of the bars and get more information or just go sign up today. Coming up next, Renee Wilding from Henrik's Wilding. Can't say that either. Renee's here. That's it. That's all
you.
I'm saying.
We're out.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks.
Stay tuned.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
It's a Diet Pepsi.
I don't believe you.
Sure?
How can we wear
headphones?
Turn that
can.
I'm wearing headphones.
I think that's one of those labels that you put on your beer can so it looks like soda. That's what it looks like to me anyways.
Welcome back to Life Matters.
Oh, we're on?
Well, that's what we do when the commercials end is we go back.
Well, I was busy. I didn't know.
I know. We were thanking Jordan for
paying attention.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Really is a good guy.
He really is.
Yeah, I've known him since he was a little boy, you know, in wrestling years and then rugby. And he's just always been a good guy.
Renee,
and a good family.
Who don't you know?
I don't know people.
Who?
Who?
Well, if I knew, then I would know. I mean, that's like a loaded question.
That's the only questions we ask.
Yeah, I know a lot of people. But these are kids that, you know, like, we're so active in Elkhorn as far as like wrestling and rugby since they were little. And, you know, we all became families, you know.
So can I tell you about this? I know I talk about moving all the time, and I'm sorry that I'm banging my head.
We're glad to have you in Elkhorn.
We're
going to be a rock station. Bang your head. That's not true. We're not going
to
do
big announcement. I am looking forward to that small town.
It's a Christmas card town.
Atmosphere, right. I live in Silver Lake now. It's fine. I love it. But the high school is not, it's in Wilma. I mean, it's just not, like everything is in Elkhorn.
It's not condensed. Well, and it used to be the county seat.
Right.
Well, I mean, it still is. It still is, but the square, which you're not far off of, that was the county seat.
Right.
And so everything was right there. So when we first moved out here, I was like, this is so adorable. This is like Wisconsin at its finest, right? Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it just...
I mean, there's that, sidewalks.
The square is very busy now.
Yeah.
During the summer. They
it is. Stuff going
there.
On all the time.
There's always stuff
every
going
Saturday,
on.
There's a, you know, the...
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market every
Woo-hoo!
Saturday. Yep, yep.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Yep, so
oh,
you get
I'm very
your
excited
you
about
get your
this.
Vegetables and your
and you're
crafts
walking
and
distance from really everywhere.
Everything.
And
yeah.
and this pub crawl, truly everything is less than a block away from
right.
each other.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie's is the only one that's probably a full block. And the rest of them are all
right there.
Like next door, like two doors down. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you go another two doors down and then you, so your pub crawl is right there and they
right.
Like they all have really good food too. So like you don't
right.
have to just go for the alcohol. You can get yourself a soda and get your freaking fries
well,
at, you know, someplace else or
yeah.
you know, I
the
mean
really cool thing about this is, you know, you don't have to drink.
No.
Just because you're on a pub crawl doesn't
right.
mean you're getting drunk. You just you're out there supporting a really good cause and having fun.
But you can
and,
drink too.
Well, yeah.
Right. Or you don't but have to get a drink never... at every place. You know,
well,
you can have a beer
don't.
Here and then,
right.
you know, have some freaking fries there and then get your chili
What are freaking
here and,
fries? What's happening with freaking
good.
Fries?
They're freaking good. You've never had someplace else's freaking fries?
Have I? No.
I don't think you have.
We haven't ever
what
ordered
is,
those.
Well, I guess we'll be doing that on the 15th,
we're
won't
gonna,
we?
They're going to have to get her some freaking fries.
Freaking fries.
Now she's
going to
just be at her house and going, Ty,
what
you got to run up and get some
freaking
fries.
Fries.
And he's
going to
go, I don't want
for
any
dinner.
Freaking,
I want freaking fries.
Fries.
I want freaking fries.
Just be careful how you say it. It could get away from
right.
me.
Right. Yeah. yeah. I should stop
They're
talking.
Just, they're really good. They're really, really good.
Remember, Renee's here.
Oh.
Get
well,
on the bleeper.
And Bernie's has really
yeah.
good burgers. I mean, they've got awesome burgers. Moy's has got great Chinese food, you know. And the cute little bar, kind of a lounge bar.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yep. yeah. And then, like,
we did
if you want
there.
A good martini, you can go to
Jack
Rabbit Fizz because that's got your cool martinis.
Mm-hmm.
And then your local everyday bar is a sports page.
You should work for the chamber.
Yep.
You should go talk to Kristen.
Because I have
and,
all that time
and
in the world.
Welcome to This Is Elkhorn.
Yeah. yeah.
So Discover just, Elkhorn.
Yeah, it is a cool town.
Listen, I love all the little towns. I love Lake Geneva. I love Elkhorn. I love Delavan. I love East Troy. I mean, they all have their little
squares. And
yeah,
you know,
and
like,
it's just,
you know,
I
Delavan
mean,
with
Burlington.
The cobblestone road and Elkhorn.
Well,
East Troy's got a great square, too, where
yep.
they're always doing
they're
something
so
in there.
Quaint and unviolated
right.
by the big city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
but yet, there's a Quick Trip.
Well, yeah. there's a
quick
trip everywhere.
Everywhere in Wisconsin.
Some places got two.
I know.
I know.
How do you not
Geneva.
Love Quick Trip?
Hey, guess what's going up in Lake Geneva? Two more coffee shops are coming in.
Really?
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, because we don't have enough coffee around here.
You're getting more coffee shops?
Yes.
We have several in Elkhorn, too.
So here's my thing, though. I'm not happy about it. You want to know why?
What? Competition.
I do now.
Inspiration Ministries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you should allow people to compete with a store that much.
Right.
That is doing something so good for people.
Right.
Well,
and
yeah, but
so,
they're still going to get their customers.
I know,
I
but
still, these small coffee shops, you know, they all pick their different coffee brand. And some you like
right.
and some you don't. I mean, I am not a huge Starbucks fan, but I love their tea. They have their medicine ball tea, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
When I have a cold.
Oh.
But... You know, but we have so many cool coffee shops in Elkhorn that they're all a little bit different.
You know what Tom orders at? You know what Tom orders at Starbucks?
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I was
Tom
gonna
won't
say.
Go to Starbucks.
I've only
a venti
gone...
white chocolate, no foam, extra latte, Thai chi tea. Hold the
only
coffee.
Two
no.
things could get me into Starbucks.
A robbery?
Black coffee and supporting our troops.
Crime.
That's it.
But I don't like their coffee taste.
Okay,
burnt.
Yeah, I've gotten in for that.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. But we have some great coffee places in Elkhorn that each one's a little bit different. And
I like
we don't
it
need another
the
one.
Coffee, too.
We
well,
don't.
Friends on
it's
the Square,
the
hello.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know.
It's
I mean,
the environment.
Really.
And Caribbean. I really like Caribbean over.
I have not been
it's
there.
It's right next to my office. So
okay.
And they have a drive through.
Actually, I have been there when
yeah.
they first opened.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
A nice, wonderful family with their kids. They now have three kids. And again, I've known these kids since they were little, you know, forever and ever and ever. And they're just awesome people. Friends on the Square.
I want you
I know,
to name somebody that you don't know.
hand her a phone book of Elkhorn and say, who do you know in this book? And she'll say, well,
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, well, the
90s
called and they want their phone books back, first of all.
I still have one of those little home pages one. I have one of those in my car.
She will find this out this year when she gets her home pages.
Oh, do
in
we
the
get
mail.
A? Yeah. Oh, we get phone get books at Elkhorn.
It's pretty darn skinny.
You're not an Elkhorn.
There's not a lot.
Yet,
yeah,
but you
not
will
yet.
Be soon.
Right? Yeah. I'm just excited about it.
It's a great community.
I can't wait till spring because I want to walk
really
down
is.
The sidewalk.
And you'll be able to walk to Sunset Park for the fireworks and stuff like that. And the Banshell has stuff going on there.
I don't know that I won't be able to sit up on my little porch. My rooftop balcony and see
some of you should
stuff.
Be able to do
you
that.
You should be able to see a lot of stuff there. Mm-hmm.
You can
especially
walk down
during Oktoberfest
Street and go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I mean,
where what?
So, we'll talk about it later. Should be an off-air thing. there's a lot of fun to be had there, and it is a great little town.
I know. It really is.
I'm very excited.
Good people. Like we were, you know, yeah.
That's okay. Keep crashing stuff.
It's Jesus. Good. What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm
it's,
antsy.
It's
I can't
Sunday
sit
morning.
Still.
Did you drink too much coffee this morning?
Well, you know.
I'm
do you need a Bloody
up
Mary?
Some freebies here.
Why? Because
I'm usually the one wrecking
stuff. He's usually
stuff.
The one, yeah.
She's making all the noise.
I'm
this
making
time.
All the noise. And
someplace
doing all
else
the crazy
has really good
stuff.
Bloody Marys, too, just so you know.
Ooh.
They have them loaded with stuff. Like you,
we should have done that this morning.
Yeah, they have lots of stuff
all
that
this
they put on them.
Crawl talk. Why keep thinking that's a beer?
Hey, anything Holy exciting with delicious. Regard to insurance?
Well, insurance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Renee's here.
Should we insurance
talk
on the umbrella?
Insurance. Should we talk insurance? Yeah. You know, right
insurance.
Now, you know, we're getting rain. We're getting snow. We're having issues. So now's the time to, you know, look at your homeowner's policies. Make sure that you've got sewer backup. You know, it can happen to anybody. You know, we talk about sewer backup and they think, well, I've got a septic system. You know, I'm out in the country or whatever. You know, your sump pump can fail there, too. And you can have it all. And it's gross. I mean, it could be considered gray water, and it's still, you don't want to touch it. You want a professional to come in there and clean that up. And it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, $5,000 worth of coverage, you know, for an unfinished basement, that should be more than enough to cover it. And it's probably $40 to $70 a year, depending on the company that writes it and stuff. It's really not expensive at all. And it's just something that maybe make sure you get a battery backup.
Right.
In your sump pump,
right.
You know, make sure that you've got something there. You
or
have
a moisture alarm.
Yeah, or a moisture alarm or whatever, you know. So, you know, be diligent on it. Start looking at your yard. You know, do you have things, you know, grading toward your home?
You know what?
You know, that's going to, otherwise.
That's so huge.
You get hydrostatic pressure built in, and that is not covered when it seeps through. Seepage is not covered on flood insurance or
because that's a maintenance deal.
It is a maintenance deal. So now is the time to start looking around. Things are melting. Go out there and make sure maybe you need to jump some gravel around or whatever just to move it over.
Of all of the things that the prior owner of this house did not do, the one thing that house has is gutter extensions literally extend a block away.
And that's what you need. I mean, you really
They're so long.
Yeah. I mean, but that's so important. Where is it going to, though?
It's a block away. Who cares?
But whose yard is it going into?
The neighbor's basement?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, well, they haven't complained yet, so that's good.
They're kind of at the higher elevation.
We are. If you look, if you stand in our driveway, like the people that are kind of like catty corner, they're a good 5 foot below us.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, but this house, like I said, you've seen it. There's no water damage. But it's I have heard, though, and maybe it was you that was telling Ty, that the Elkhorn water level, like,
Elkhorn
it's weird.
Has a crazy water.
We really do. Yeah. And so, you know, that's something that, you know, battery
maybe,
backups, you know, water things, you know, they're so inexpensive and they can save your property. Walking around and just making sure the grading is away from the house. Downspouts are put on. This is cheap stuff, but it can prevent some major damage, you know. Now's the time
just
to do it.
Alone.
The cleanup is gross. Blech. It's really horrible, and it stinks. And you know, and don't think just because you're not in the city, you can't have sewer backup. It can happen anywhere. So
anything that goes
system,
out,
right.
Anything that goes out can come back in.
Absolutely.
Right, exactly. And it's
anywhere.
It's that little hole in the middle of your basement. That's where we're watching. We're watching that hole.
Right.
So,
and don't plug it up.
Right.
Oh, for God.
And
the
now don't take your motorcycles out because it's a beautiful day and not tell your agent first. I mean, these are just things to Tom, because you've had your motorcycle in storage and
don't, we haven't.
Or your Corvette or your fancy car.
No, my motorcycle.
Please call your agent first. We don't know just because it's a pretty day. We're not going through all our policies.
Here's
going,
the other thing.
Adding them on.
They should know this. There's not all the salt hasn't been washed off yet. So
but they don't. But they do. So
but
I
don't.
Just yeah.
Well, yeah. A
you
lot
know
of
what? Then are they really motorcycle
out.
Enthusiasts?
I say no.
If they're okay.
You know.
Yeah.
You're not. I'm not going to get into it.
Unless just, you're going to.
The roads are still bad. Right. They're full of salt.
Clean.
They're full of sand. Mm-hmm. It's real bad for your bike.
And insurance
I
doesn't
see
cover that,
that
damage
I'm not
either.
Impressed. No.
No.
No. I just it shocks me with all the money that you put into a motorcycle. And if you truly care about it and spend all that time washing it and cleaning it and taking care of it, why would you pack it full of salt?
Yeah. Why would you?
Because all
do
it's going to do is wreck all the chrome. Right. It's going to wreck the aluminum. And it's going to get, you did that on purpose. It's going to get into everything.
No,
and you're going to have
Tom,
problems with it.
Tom's so excited talking about this.
It's
no, it's
personal.
Really upsetting him.
I know it is. It's pretty funny.
That's
his face is turning
laughing.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
He's really mad.
He's turning a little pink now. Yeah.
He's underwhelmed. When
I mean,
he sees
the other
people.
Thing is, you see a puddle, please don't drive through it.
On a motorcycle.
On anything. Don't drive through a big, but not the, you see a puddle that looks like it's stretching from one part of the road to the other part of the road. You don't know how deep that thing is.
You mean
and
the
you
pothole?
Yeah. You don't know the pothole that's in there or
right.
the branch that's
can
in
I
the
can I do it in my
there?
Car?
What?
Can I do it in my car?
No.
You, front
well,
end,
you can
ahead.
If you want to lose your front end. Now, is
generally,
that covered?
Don't drive down into ravines or
if you,
anything.
Well, what she's saying is it's full of water. You don't know how
you don't
bad
know what's
is.
In there. And it can look really shallow.
That's why
yeah,
you
but
send
it will
kids
also,
out to play in them.
Listen, it will also clean my car off.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Sure will.
Oh, my Lord.
All those low-hanging parts, clean them right off.
Well, you know you're talking to your insurance agent, right? Did you know that? Oh, my Lord.
Is that why I got that canceled?
And that's the day
Darn it. Yeah. So just
did I overshare with you,
Nancy's
Renee?
Nancy's saying, I
no,
need insurance.
No, trust me. I start going, la, 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 la.
Why is
Renee has an opening at the office now.
Yeah.
Big policy to fill.
Yeah.
Why is Renee wearing headphones that aren't plugged in? Well,
yeah.
Sound canceling.
She's special.
And the pub crawl will start now.
Now. Right. Well, we have to train for a whole week, you know.
Well, yeah.
That makes
complete sense. It's just short of a week, so it'll be.
Some of us are professionals and ready to go. Others need to train a little.
Right. Yeah, and that's a little, okay. little training. And, you know, we have to be that tour guide. For Nancy
right,
too.
Right.
So we gotta
nobody
show her and do the now this is this and these right. this is the owner of this bar and this is when it started and this is where this bar came from and yeah, there's a lot of history. You know a lot of that stuff, don't you?
I know things.
You know things. Nothing that you're willing to admit, huh?
Not on air.
You
think I'm crazy?
We're talking,
I get in enough trouble trying not to get in trouble.
I know, right?
We're talking with Renee Wilging from Henrik's Wilging Insurance Company, although I'm not sure she wants me to say that
insurance.
Right now.
Insurance.
On your
Indiana
own
accent.
We're not south. We're you just were, south
but
of
But I'm just
here.
Telling you, say catty corners. That kind of threw me for a loop.
Kitty corner.
Kitty corner.
Catty corner.
Yeah,
kitty
well,
corner.
Cause
it's catty corner. My mom used to say catty corner.
It's kitty corner. Right? Okay. Isn't it
it's
kitty,
kitty
corner?
Corner.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Kitty
so
corner in Wisconsin,
catty corner?
Anyways.
I don't know.
Wisconsin. We're in Wisconsin.
I don't say any of that.
In insurance.
I do say that.
Yeah.
Unless
telephone.
Mad.
There's another word you say, too, that cracks
umbrella.
Me up. Umbrella. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that, yeah.
My umbrella.
All the funny words.
The accent is in the wrong spot.
On the wrong syllable. Is
that's
what
that's it, right?
Your syllables are all messed up.
My God, there's got to be a doctor that can
you know what?
That.
After the pub crawl, maybe her syllables will work better.
Doubt it. It'll be worse. So what else? Swabble. We're getting our springtime. Toys out.
Toys out. Make sure you talk to your agent. Now is the time. One thing I did want to talk about, like I've been hearing a lot of people buying cars right now. And what they're doing is they're, you know, putting $0 down on it. So the banks are making them take out, you know, gap coverage to cover the value of the vehicle versus the loan value, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. It's called gap coverage. And I'm just telling you, don't get it through the dealership.
Right.
Don't get it through the bank. Put it on your auto policy. It's so much less expensive. But here's the kicker. If you have a claim, it's the same company handling the whole thing.
Right.
When mm-hmm. you have it through the bank or you have it through the dealership, and not to poo-poo them, it's usually sold off to a third party.
Right.
So here's what we see is your car gets totaled out. Your insurance company pays the claim, pays off their portion of the loan. Now there's something left over. Now it's 3 or 4 months I'm seeing that this gap coverage pays out. In the meantime, you have to continue to make that car payment until it's taken care of on a car you don't own.
Right.
So doesn't it make sense to just do it with your regular insurance company? It's
right.
It's a quarter of the price. You're not paying interest on it like when they tack it on your loan.
Right, because you have to remember that's what they're doing is they're tacking it onto the loan. Right.
And so then you're looking
and you're
at
doing it
it's
once.
More expensive plus you're paying interest on it. Where if you put it on your auto policy, the claim is so much easier. The premiums are lower.
It's all in
it's
one.
The same darn coverage, yeah. You know, so we're still picking up that gap for the value of the vehicle versus the value of the lease or the loan. That's all it is. So think about that. Think about, I've had a couple of people where they've bought it through the dealership or through their bank and then turned around and said, ah, never mind. Here's proof. I got it. I was required by my bank to get this because I didn't
take
put money down.
Right.
But here's my proof that I have it on my policy. And then they're fine. They're totally fine taking it off. And I'm sorry, banks and dealerships, I know they probably get a kickback from that, and that's fine. But it's just so much easier at claim time. And, you know, why finance something like that?
Yeah, it's sound advice because you get too many people handling your money.
Right.
Everything slows down.
And when you see that things take a long time when it's a third party, you know,
correct.
They need to have proof that you've made X amount of payments. They need proof that you made your insurance premiums for X amount of time. They need all. So you need to get all these documents together before they will kick that extra extra payout for your loan. That takes time. And I don't know how many times I've had clients come in the office. Can you help me with this?
Right.
You know, I don't know what to do. And it's taking forever. And then they're not getting back to them. And because that car payment still has to be made.
Can you, you know? So when you do that, you know, like, is the same insurance, not like the agent like you, but is the same person handling
both
claims
both.
Too? Like, it's not two different departments.
Nope,
then you've just got one fell swoop.
It's just an endorsement on your auto policy.
Right.
So it's just like towing would be or rental reimbursement. It's the same person handle, you know, it's the same claim.
Yeah, that makes so much
sense.
You
know, part
sense.
Of it, you know,
you make one phone call, say, Renee, fix this.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
And you got him.
Right.
I do have a story for you. I have an insurance story for you.
I love her insurance
stories. I do, too. Aren't they awesome?
So,
insurance time with Nancy.
Insurance time with Nancy Douglas.
Mike Mason got hit by a guy that did not have insurance.
Oh, I remember. This just happened recently, didn't it? 3 months ago?
No, that was the deer.
Oh, that's deer.
Yeah.
There's been a couple collisions.
Yeah, Mike. He's, yeah.
He's
anyway,
got a target on his car.
Deer's not
he's the white car with the red target.
Sort of, yeah. So, the guy didn't have insurance, and so Mike had to pay a deductible, $1,000 deductible.
Right.
And then the insurance company did make efforts to try and collect that $1,000 on Mike's behalf, but, you know, after a certain amount of time, they stopped trying. Because
right, he doesn't have insurance. Blood from a turnip. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they said Mike could sue the guy in small claims court.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to walk Mike through the small claims court process. We know that we're never going to get this
You're
money
not,
out
but,
of this
but
guy,
he'll have a judgment put
but
against him.
But he'll have
him.
A judgment.
Right.
And he owns a house. And so what you do is you go after you get this judgment and you docket that judgment. And then when the house gets sold, they have to pay you
get your money. That's,
the
it's,
money.
It's, yep, it's called a lien against your
and
home.
We
lien
have,
against your assets,
yep,
right?
And we have done that, actually, sadly, here at the radio station on businesses that have not paid. And it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
liens work.
Eventually.
So I am going to help him with this, walk him through the small claims court process suing this guy. I have a process server and everything. And I also think that we have successfully skip traced and found the guy.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
See?
Because he lives in Elkhorn. Well, his address was listed as Elkhorn, but I've driven by that house a couple times. One time when it snowed really bad, a couple days, no tire tracks, no nothing, absolutely nothing. So then we looked and the house was foreclosed on and there's a new address now under his CCAP.
Oh, yeah.
Records.
CCAP is
awesome.
I love CCAP.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to find that website it's where you can find people that were recently arrested and you could see their picture, too. I don't know where you can find.
Like it's
people,
just
people send them to me every now and then. Like, oh, did you see my neighbor was on there? I'm like, because I really want to know this ahead of time.
Just Google jail inmates and for whatever county.
Oh, OK.
Because I don't think every county does it the same way.
OK. OK. Don't try
Kenosha County is super easy to find. Walworth, not so much, I think.
Yeah. I just I mean, I go on CSAT just for clients. I don't know. You know what I mean? I want to see what's going on. I, you know, you hear in the rumor, this guy got this or this and that. So I go on to CCUP and I find out. And then I'm like, okay, he's going to be calling pretty soon. I'm going to be prepared because he's going to need SR-22 or whatever we need to get his occupational. And we'll have
you
to
You two are like
and...
ready for battle all the time.
We should both have been lawyers.
Should have.
Or cops or something.
Right. Or something. Cops.
Maybe we should be private investigators.
We should.
There you go.
Should I retire and you retire and that's what we should do?
Yes.
You could be like the Wisconsin
like Bonnie and Clyde. No, that wouldn't be Bonnie
Cagney
and Clyde.
And
it would
Lacey
be like Cagney and Lacey.
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Starsky and Hutch.
Right?
Yeah. You can be Nancy and Renee.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Renee and Nancy?
Problem is that
Douglas
we know a lot
Wilkie.
Of people, so we could never sneak up on anybody, right? That's what you're supposed to be able to do. You're supposed
you
to be
can't at a pub crawl.
Incognito.
Yeah.
Right? And we're nobody.
But you could sneak up on them because they're thinking you're just going to say, hey,
that's
buddy,
true.
How you doing?
Right. And it's like,
and
here
no,
but
you've been
both
served.
So nice.
You've been served.
Here, hold this paper.
As we giggle, as we go,
I know. I have my crime fighting shoes. No, I have construction shoes on today. Sorry.
Must be going to work.
Not crime fighting shoes. But yeah, so I will keep you posted on that because this is the route you have to take if you get hit by an uninsured driver. And
I've had people try and do that as well. Insurance companies give up because it ends up costing more money to go after them than they know they're not going to get it. But they do, you know, have their ways of trying to go after because
it's
their money.
$95 to file. It's $95 now or something. And so he's willing to put that money out there because he also, Mike has also never had, he has no idea what this process is like. He's lived such a sheltered,
it's a good thing to learn.
Criminal,
sheltered, protected life.
Right. That he has no idea what the inside of a courtroom looks like. So, yeah.
It's kind of fun.
I'm going to go
with
it.
As long as your name, because a lot of those, they do it alphabetically. As long as your name is like in the front part of the alphabet, so you don't have to sit there.
Well, in Walworth County, they take all the cases that have attorneys first, which is fair because if it was me and I was paying my attorney $7,000 an hour, I would definitely want to go first and not have him sitting on a bench. But yeah, they take, and then you just.
And they just drop.
But I mean, the guy won't show up. So it'll be an auto judgment and boom, boom, boom.
That's the shame of it.
Whatever.
And it'll be an auto judgment, but at least then he'll be, you know, the courts will deem that, you know, the guy is in the wrong.
Go through the motions.
And then, and then they'll put a lien against his assets.
And if you know, depending, because now this person lives in Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think the house is owned by this person, but. If you do have somebody, you want to docket the judgment in that county as well, in case they buy property in that or own property in that county.
You can
docket a judgment
on
in the entire
assets.
State. Well, you can put can docket a judgment in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Just keep chasing around, throw more paper on them. At what point is it worth getting rid of me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So it only costs. Well, the last time I docketed, it was $5. It's not.
We used to do it for our homeowners association when I was treasurer years and years and years ago, where if they wouldn't put their dues, I waited until it was like 4 years because our dues were not crazy expensive, but I waited till it was a little bit older. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to put a lien against your home. You cannot sell your home until you pay back these association fees.
Well, it's only fair. So, I mean, you're receiving a service or you're
or your property is worth more because you have a lake association. Right. So
take care of your business, pay up, and you don't have to worry about this. But if you're not going to do that, you know, there's got to be a point in life where it catches up to you and
it's
you wind
gotta.
Up paying anyways.
There's got to be.
It's not fair to the victim or the person that has the loss.
There's got to be consequences, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're being responsible and the other person's not, there's got to be consequences.
Right. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, every time they get away with it, you know.
Well, it makes it easier the next time.
And that's why our insurance rates are so high.
That is exactly right.
You know, people that feel that they don't have to have insurance because it doesn't apply to them or they think insurance is a scam and I don't have a loan on my car so I don't have to have it.
I think we should chase them to the ends of the earth.
But no, you should be responsible for damages you cause other people.
Yeah. If you don't have insurance on your vehicle, I think you should go right to jail.
Right.
Texas has a law, and I'm a little out of date on it, but first time was a fine. Second time, they locked you up.
Yeah.
You better have insurance on your car. And I think that should be that way in every state because it's always the insured person that's losing.
Right.
You know,
they
just like in this
Mike.
Case.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. They used to have it in Wisconsin. I don't know if they still do that. If you cause property damage with your auto against somebody else and you didn't have insurance, that your license got suspended until that judgment got paid. Is that still correct?
As far as I know, it's still in effect.
So their driver's license, but here's the deal. How many people are driving around with a suspended license? It doesn't deter the people that, you know.
Yeah, how many career drunk drivers are driving around without an interlock system?
In Wisconsin?
Yeah.
All of them.
Everybody.
Or have their 12-year-old kid, you know, blow into it as they drive them home from the bar, right?
Exactly. You know, that, laws are there. They've got to be enforced.
Right. Here's a thought. Perhaps after the second, maybe third one, we just put them in jail instead of waiting until like
isn't
the
it a felony
one.
After two now?
No. Oh, I think it's three again.
Is it three?
I
there was a lady recently in the area.
Quite often, so I'm not up to date on it.
And there was a lady got arrested her sixth.
They six, but like, then they end up in jail for what, a year at the Huber Dorm or whatever, and
it depends.
Yeah,
it's all different.
Yeah, and it is really
different.
There's
always that let's make a deal, and
yeah,
it's a shame.
Hey Renee, if somebody actually wants to talk to you about insurance or private investigating, how do they call you?
You can call me at 262-742-4029.
Or you can try to catch up with her on the 15th.
On the 15th at the pub crawl.
Yeah.
At the pub crawl. Because we have to show Nancy around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have to.
So it's not really a pub crawl for us.
No, it's
more
a welcome.
Tour.
It's a welcome wagon.
Right.
Welcome wagon to Elkhorn.
It's an educational tour of
it
the
is.
Downtown area.
It is. So you'll see us walking
it's a
around.
A lot of history in Elkhorn. I remember this one time I was down here. He used to call it the saloon.
But I can tell you a story about the bars, like where the bars actually came from. And like the sports page has a very old bar. You know, their actual like bar setup is very, very old. And it came from, I'm going to have to look all these up ahead of time of where they all came from. But a lot of the bars, the saloon, they all have like a lot of history behind them of where this furniture came from, you know. Like,
this just got serious.
You could put together a program and charge people and take them around give them a tour.
You could have that little flag on your hat. Oh, follow the yellow flag.
And everybody's got to wear the little headphones, and I'll be talking my thing. And now we're going to be going to the sports page. And this was originally owned by the, you know, I could do that.
And then charge people and give it to the animal shelter.
I could do that. Maybe next year.
Sounds like a great idea.
We got to put it in the program. We got to set that up next year.
Need a bigger piece of paper to add it. Advertisement. Bigger.
They could put me
bigger.
On the side.
They could make you one of the bar
tours. This white part, they could
put you in
me
a green
there.
Hat. And those buckle
like
shoes
green.
You could
I
dance
like,
around.
I like green.
Where's me gold?
Okay, God. I am not little like a leprechaun, though, just so you know.
I said nothing.
Anyway. Renee, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure.
Always a pleasure.
We always have fun with you.
Yeah. I always have fun coming in here, too.
I noticed that.
I know.
Yeah. You know what, though?
We giggle a lot, and I didn't snort.
Yet.
Not yet.
It's far from over.
I know, right?
We're going to get Tom to
snort. She's got like six more
seconds.
We've got to
start with the goodbyes about 20 minutes before the show's over.
We do. It's a Wisconsin goodbye.
It is.
You know, that's a true Wisconsin goodbye that takes like
half an hour at the door, 40 minutes in the driveway, and don't forget that last beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drink it fast. It's cold out.
It's cold out. Yep. You know, my husband's got me where you just kind of sneak out the door. Because he's like, Renee, you take so long. You got to say goodbye to everybody and give everybody a hug. And, you know.
I do, too.
Goodbyes
are
supposed to be nice.
They are supposed to be nice.
Do you know, I started at the Braden's Battle fundraiser last week. I started leaving, like, 35 minutes before we actually left, and Tom and Ty are standing there going,
pushing her towards the door.
Well, you kind of have to plan it. You get a half hour of being social and 3 hours of leaving.
That's a great timeline.
Isn't that a great time? Because that's the way it works. You know, and then somebody's like, oh, I bought you a drink. Oh, darn it.
They
bought me a shot.
They got me a shot, and you're like, okay. So
we're doing shots over at the bar now.
Okay. I'll give me some fireball.
You two are cut off.
Yeah, no, can't go. Bring the driver around. It's going to be a rough one.
We'll have more of Life Matters right after this on like 96.1, maybe.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop it.
Just stop talking.
Welcome back to Life Matters.
Whew.
I've been loving this segment.
Yeah.
The Just Stop segment. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's realistic.
Yeah, it is.
And fortunately, we're right all the time.
Hey, so. Listen, you know, I brought up a subject last week about an article. I brought up an article in a local publication mm-hmm. that not only was like rather inappropriate, but right. then also had the wrong information via a yes. picture, right? And I was really, really sad to see in this week's edition that I was not the person of the week.
No.
I know.
Well, we got to do a better job next time.
What the heck? Yeah, I was very disappointed.
That's too bad. We'll work on it next time. We'll get you there.
Oh, what are you giving up for Lent?
Nothing.
What?
Yeah. Well, I figure if I don't give anything up for Lent and that's what puts me down with the devil, I got away with a lot of stuff way more important.
Yeah, I don't think it's about that. Oh. I think it's just about, well, Renee was talking off the air. She said it's good to suffer. Like it's good to exert that self-control and practice that so self-control. That's the whole point behind it.
Getting up every morning in pain is not suffering?
Sacrifice.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
I got, how many days I got left?
Well, it just started Wednesday.
Oh, I'm in trouble. I'm sure I've given up something.
I haven't decided what I'm giving up yet, so I'm 4 days in. I have not yet.
Well, I'm sure there's something that I gave up that I don't remember, mm-hmm. and I'm suffering for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got to remember what that was, and I'll let you know.
Oh, I think that works. Sounds right to me.
Just trying to be honest.
I don't know. Is it just a Catholic thing, or should we all be doing it? I think we should all be doing it because we need to.
Well, I guess that's all depends on how you look at it. I believe it is mainly a Catholic thing.
Well, but see, if you practice Lent and you have the sacrifice and the self-control not to, you know, go back, you know, if you've given something up, not to give up, you know, 2 weeks in or whatever, like, you know, it's 40 days, so you need to stick to the 40 days. I think that you would learn the self-control. Unlike Texas Rep. Al Green, who could not manage his self-control.
What a piece of work.
At Trump's speech the other night
right.
and kept shaking his cane and yelling, "Get off my lawn!" before they finally right. took him out of there.
And it's about time.
I know.
My God.
Well, he wasn't wearing pink. We'll give him that.
Well, you don't know what he was wearing underneath
well,
the suit.
Well, this is true. And all the women that were wearing pink, mm-hmm. well, all the Democratic women legislators all voted against protecting girls' sports.
Yeah. What's
but
up
yet,
with that?
You're wearing pink to show support for what exactly?
Hypocrites.
So
a little bit
just
crazy
stop.
And hypocrites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just stop. Just stop. Everybody knows the answer to this problem. And if just because you don't like to hear it out loud, everybody knows the answer to this problem.
Yep.
It shouldn't be a problem.
Nope. Should not be.
But yeah. But him shaking his cane and that
well,
was hilarious.
You know, there was so many good things that came out of that speech.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit back and smile and think, this is the president that we wanted. This is a guy that we have needed. The guy that's going to stand there and say, enough is enough. You know, just stop with your stupid. Mm-hmm. Let's get back to reality. The whole Lewinsky thing, not Lewinsky.
Oh, boy.
Wow, did I hit it? What? Wow. You know, the dude.
What dude?
I've lost my mind. It's been a long week. The president of Ukraine.
Zelensky.
I told you I screwed it up. But, you know.
Why you got to bring
him,
Monica into this?
Because that was a. Never mind.
Yeah, I know.
You know, him coming into the White House with a deal that was already hammered out. And then at the last second trying to change it.
They knew he was going to do that.
I understand that, but for President Trump to stand his ground, and I think pretty respectfully,
right?
Though people are going to use this, that's another just stop, leave him alone, let him do his job. But for him to stand his ground and be right once again,
mm-hmm.
you know, how can you not support him?
You have to understand that if Ukraine gets into NATO, it obligates the United States to protect them from Russian invasion,
right,
which in fact would be World War III,
oh,
because China would join with Russia.
Yep.
Okay. So we cannot. So Trump is right. We cannot promise you that. You cannot have that. It doesn't matter if you resign. Sorry, but the United States is not going to engage in that. We will. You're going to be able to do this. And here's the thing. People want to say, oh, you know, well, Russia started it and stuff. You know what? Ukraine poked the bear. Okay.
Right.
That guy is shady. He's been shady. He's been shady for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
continues to be shady.
Continues to be shady. And the people that are sacrificed are the Ukrainians. When you say, I stand with Ukraine, I hope you mean I stand with the innocent people that are being savaged this war that they have nothing to do with and nothing to gain by.
Right.
But Zelensky poked the bear. And he did. He shut off rudder. Yeah. He shut off water to Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned around and poked the bear with Trump. Like,
right.
Just don't do that. And he called Zelensky a bitch in Ukrainian.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you saw the Ukrainian ambassador for the United States put her head in her hand and just start shaking it like, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
He did exactly what we told him not to do. So
you're coming to our house,
uh-huh,
begging for help.
Billions of dollars.
And you're going to dictate to us how we're going to help you?
Yeah, no.
That guy ain't in office anymore.
No.
You know, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was, you're absolutely right. That he's, yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
You have to actually read past the word war, because that's what everybody's hung up on. Well, you know, he didn't dress up. He's at war. Okay, let me tell you this. He didn't get in a helicopter.
No, he's not out there throwing
lifted
rounds.
Lifted off the front lines.
No.
Take his helmet off. Land on the White House lawn. Run in to have this meeting.
Right.
You know, clean off the burn marks from his face. Go in and sit down with Trump and then get thrown back in a helicopter and dropped off in the front lines
right.
of Ukraine. He ain't fighting a war.
Right.
Okay.
Look up and head out? I don't think so.
No.
No. Geraldo was closer to combat than that guy's ever been, and he was 200 miles away.
Right. He has sacrificed the sons and daughters and mothers and fathers and brothers and everybody who's fighting over there because he doesn't know what he's doing.
And continues. He's trying to...
Well, he's going
to
continue it a lot longer if Trump hadn't have stepped in.
Well, yeah, he's trying to do a deal with a leader that is going to help them get out of this.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to deal.
Well, it's just like Trump said. You can fight it out. It's not going to be pretty for you.
Right.
Or you can make this deal so we have interests in Ukraine that Russians are afraid to come after, and that will keep you safe.
Right.
Without us having to guarantee your safety through NATO and go to war with China and Russia when they do try to invade you again, because they will, because you're weak.
Right.
So...
Right.
It's a big full circle. And it may be ugly and you may not like to hear it, but that's the way it is.
That's the reality of it.
It is.
Just like the reality of the Democrats will never support anything Donald Trump does.
Nope.
And for him to call them out the way he did and point right to them and say, you guys will never support me.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never stand. You'll never clap. You'll never acknowledge success no matter what it is. And for them to sit there for the entire speech and prove him right.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
How do you... Well, first of all, they were holding up signs. Okay, when Stephen Colbert, who is a huge liberal, rakes you over the coals on his show about holding up your signs, and so he holds up a sign that says something like... He held up a sign that said something like... on his show, it said, like, how about doing something? Or try doing something instead of sitting there with the sign or whatever. Like, even he is saying, you know, Democrats need to stop doing this. They're holding up signs that says Musk steals. What? What did he steal? He's not stealing anything.
No.
And then they held up another sign that said protect veterans. Okay, when Doge goes in and finds out that we are paying millions and millions and millions of dollars to the VA and it's wasted or it's not going to the right programs or it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And so they cut that funding to reassign it in order to help veterans. We are protecting veterans. So just stop.
Right.
Just stop.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. You are a disgusting, despicable person if you have a 13-year-old in front of you who has been fighting cancer since he was 6 years old, gone through 10 surgeries, wants to do nothing with his life but be a first responder, a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump brings you in there to show how strong you are and makes you the head of Secret Service or a Secret Service agent, whichever it was. Just, I mean, the kid was just over the moon. And you sit there and you don't clap and support and encourage this kid. You know where you can go.
Yeah. And they probably will wind up there. And that's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And
was horrible.
Yeah.
And so forget about how we all feel about you being that disgusting and despicable that you do that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that kid feel?
Yeah. Well, they don't care about him.
He's looking around and he's like, oh, those people don't think me being alive is a good thing.
Well, it just shows that they care about nothing but their own agenda.
Nope, they don't. They mentioned that RFK Jr. is looking into why the rate of autism has so drastically risen over the last 25, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care about that either.
No.
No, we wouldn't want the kids to be healthy.
No.
Or
try to fix a major problem.
Right, right. The girl that has major head trauma from the volleyball injury from the trans guy that spiked the ball at her head, and she has a lifetime brain injury from it. No response.
No, well, they supported males in female athletics.
Right. Then what's Title IX?
Title IX only works to their advantage.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. So, yeah, I just think that, you really show your
true colors
there. And, I mean, you don't, and who, you know what? Again, here we are, the moderate left, the moderate right, those of us who aren't unhinged and freaked out and are looking around for common sense ways to come together and solve problems are looking at these people like, holy cow, this is the worst, most counterproductive messaging you can send to the United States and its people that's ever been sent. It's just, this is what, like, you can't even clap for the 13-year-old cancer survivor.
Right. You have so much hate in your heart.
Right. They presented a guy with his acceptance letter to West Point.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy didn't, they sat there for that too.
Yep.
Can you imagine, though, for that guy being handed your, by the way, you've been accepted
wouldn't
to West Point.
Just, and my God.
The president gives you your acceptance letter. Like, they just, you know.
Doesn't get any cooler.
No. It was so awesome. So, yeah. I don't know. It's.
Well, again, showing their true colors, and it is extremely sad, but hopefully it's an eye opener to everybody that has been supporting them for all these years.
And well, and it seems
if you're
like
supporting that, then, well, you're supporting that. But
if you
didn't realize it, there's your eye opener.
If you notice, though, the only comments or social media comments and things like that, the only ones you see are the ones that are still going at this, you know, you MAGA cult.
Right.
Okay, those are the only comments you see.
Right.
Otherwise, you see, it was kind of disappointing. Yeah, that's really not, you know, where the normal, again, common sense, family members, moderate, middle of the road Republicans and Democrats go. This is not, you know, all of us think that it's stupid that they're doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And on either side, who's ever doing it needs to stop. But ultimately, like, let's talk about Doge for we have like 30 seconds. If you are really championing a program, let's say Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
If it is near and dear to your heart that you want as many people to be taken care of and as much good to be done by that particular governmental program, you would think that no matter what side of the aisle that you're on, if somebody brings to you a piece of paper that says, hey, we have tracked this many payments for this much money over the last 5 years, and this much has gone to people that shouldn't have gotten it, that we don't even know if are alive, they've been double paid, whatever. You would think that if you were passionate about that, you would forget whether there's an R or a D behind the person that is managing this problem. You would say to yourself, huh, I really love this project.
Yeah.
And this program. Maybe we should claw that money back so it could go to the deserving people.
Well, you would be supporting getting that money back because that's your passion, right?
Right. And reallocating it to the people who need it.
Yeah, exactly.
So why are you fighting?
Because they have so much hate in their heart. They just need to hate them.
They're fighting because of, and we're going to get into this a little bit more next week. They're fighting because of non-government organizations. NGOs. You've heard this thing, NGOs.
Right.
Okay, because they can allocate money to an NGO and then the NGO never has to account for where it went. So if they allocate $1 million, the NGO can spend $500,000 on the cause and kick back $500,000. Right. So they're petrified.
Because they're going to get caught.
And it's on both sides of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Well, we've said it before. Don't care what side you're on. If you're involved in this and guilty of it, you need to pay for it.
Well, that, and if you're involved in it and you actually support and care about it, you definitely want us to find the waste and fraud.
Exactly.
So why don't you?
Because it's going to come back to their backyard and they're going to be in trouble.
Right.
Which they desperately deserve. And we've been funding this for many, many years.
Mitch McConnell's at the top of the list, by the way. So don't think that I'm just talking about Democrats.
No, I know you're not. Hopefully everybody knows you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And we made that very clear when this all started.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I remember saying, I don't care if it's the great Ronald Reagan involved in it. He needs to be brought to justice. I mean, obviously he's
that
passed
would be
away.
Difficult.
But anybody who is doing this should be brought to justice
right.
on it.
Yeah. By the way, next Friday is Treehouse Bingo.
I know. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
It is fun. It's always fun. So it's at Hawks View Golf Club. But if you're interested in supporting the Treehouse Family and Child Center in Walworth County.
I am.
I know you are. We're going.
We'll be there.
Yeah, definitely reach out. Find them on Facebook or whatever. But the bingo, the annual bingo tournament is, well, that's not a tournament, but.
No.
Whatever.
It's a nice fundraiser. It's a lot of fun. You will guaranteed you'll have a blast.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. That's Friday. Find it on Facebook or go to their website. In the meantime, that's it. I got to go home and take a nap.
this was a busy morning, it feels like.
It was a very busy morning.
We've gone a long ways.
We covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we were on a crawl. Oh my God, we're everywhere. Was Renee here?
Renee who? Yes, of course she was.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Anyway, that's all for Life Matters this week. We have Chief Myers from the Whitewater PD coming next week to talk about the referendum up there in Whitewater that's on the ballot. Very, very important. It's going to be a good show to tune in so you understand why they are asking for what they're asking for. It's very important. And it's actually important for the whole county because they're not the only ones facing these issues.
Yeah, they got a lot of problems
up
there.
Chief Meyer from the Whitewater PD will be here next week. That's all for Life Matters. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.